We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 7 lines from the top, middle of a line, Tanan. We had a machlokes, Rav and Rav Yechanan, if Bali Chaim Nedochen or not, which means that let's say you have a Sarah La Hashem and a Sarah La Zazel, and the Sarah La Zazel dies, so you have to have another one. So what do? You bring two more Seirim, two more goats, you make a girl, and one of them wins the girl Hashem, or one Lazazel. The problem is now you have two Lashems. So according to Rav, use the first one, because nothing happened, it's still alive, why shouldn't you use it? According to Rav Yechon, use the second one. Why? Because the first one was Nidachim. It was pushed away because for a certain amount of time it wasn't usable since you didn't have a partner for it, Basar Lazazel. And therefore, you daf use the second one and not the first one because Baal HaChayim Nidachim. That's Machlekes Rav and Rav Yechanan. So Zok to Gemara, Tanan, Rav Yehuda Eimer Thomas. So it says in the Mishnah that what do you do with the extra Lashem, for example? So the Mishnah says, Tanakam says, Yira. You let it pasture till it gets a mum, and then you paid it and you buy with it kabanas. But according to Rav Yehuda, he says Thomas, because even a Chatas Sibah has a din of Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleha that dies. So it's like Rav Yehuda Nechamim, if it's Tira or Thomas. And let's remember that Rav Yehuda holds at the end of the Mishnah that if it says if the dam is nishbech adam yom is hamishtoleach, if a dam spills out before we have a chance to do zrika, the mishaleach dies. Why? Because it's nidachim. You know it's a baal chayis. You see, Rav Yehuda also argues on the chomim about baal chayim nidachim. That's another fact that we learned yesterday. So the Mishnah says over here tonight, Rav Yehuda Eimer Thomas, that in the case where you have an extra lashem, it dies. So, Bishlam Rav Yechanan, Dama Sheni, Shivzog Rishon Yire. According to Rav Yechanan, according to Rabbanon, which is the one that pastures that you don't use? That's the first Lashem that lost its partner. That's the one that's Yire. So, that, on that one, Rav Yehuda holds Thomas, Yehuda Thomas, Yomas. So, Meschapa Bishani, Shivzog Sheni. So, according to Rav Yehuda, what do you use for your Kapara? The second Lashem, El Rav, Dama Sheni, Shivzog Sheni Yire. According to Rav, when the Rabbanon say Yire, when Rabbanon say that it pastures, it means the second one Lashem. It means the second peer, because the first Lashem is not disqualified. So it's the second peer that came, that's the Lashem, that's Yira. And we thought that Rabbi Yehuda is going on that, saying on that one, the one that the Rabbanon say Yira is Thomas. So it comes out, the fear of Yehuda, you have nothing to use for your Lashem, because the first one's disqualified, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds Baal HaChayim Nedochim. And the second one, he said that whatever Rabbanon says Yira is Thomas. So what do you mean with Chapel? Rabbi Yehuda, but my mechapa, what are you going to be used for a kapara? So Mar says, no, it's not pshat. We said Rabbi Yehuda, Mar says he's learning wrong. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds the Baal HaChayim Nedochin, when he says Thomas, he means the second one. He doesn't mean the same one that Rabbanon are talking about, because they're arguing on two different points. They're arguing, first of all, the extra one is a Yira Yamas, and then there's a Mechlekes, which one's considered extra? Mis says Rabbi Yehuda, Sheni, Shizuk, Sheni, Kai, is Rabbi Yehuda, when he says, Thomas going on the second, on from the second pier. Rabbi Yehuda Sheni Shuk Rishon Kai is going on the number two from the, it means on the Lashem, from the first pier is going, because he holds that that one was disqualified. And that's when he says Thomas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the second Lashem, the one from the second Lashem, that will be the one that you use for the carbon. Now the Gemara just goes back to the Va'oid. Before, on Daf Samad Aleph Beis, the Gemara began asking a kasha on Rav from Rav Yehuda, who says that Yom is Tamashtalech Kasi Baal HaChayim Nedochim. And the Gemara answers, no, Rav Yehuda argues on two points. In the next, following Gemara, it's a different way of learning the kashas on Rav. We knew that already, that Rav Yehuda argues on the Rabbanim on two points. And just the opposite, that part's a raya to Rav, like we had also on yesterday's Rav. Some ask this kasha directly, right away on Rav Yechon, doesn't take a process, the first kasha on Rav, and then answer who argues on two things. Right away, we ask the kasha Rav Yechanan from the end of the Mishnah. But Oydam Rav Yehuda, since the end of the Mishnah, besides for Thomas, Rav Yehuda says another thing. Oydam Rav Yehuda, Nishpech Adam Yom Mesa Mishlech. If a dam spills out, Mishlech dies, Mesa Mishlech, Yishafech Adam. So Bishlam the Rav, we understand why you have to bring down the Va'oid. Because Reisha Polig Bechata Sivar, the Reisha is arguing, Pligi Bechata Sivar, the arguing is a Chata Sivar Mesa or not. Does a Chata Sivar die, or it's Yira, or pastures. But Seifa, and the Seifa is Pligis Mechashtu, the Balichayim on Edochim, which Rav Yehuda argues on Rabbanon as well, in two points. That's the void. Eli Rabbi Yechanan, already in the ratio we know, according to the Rabbanon, that Balei Chayim and Dachim, there's no machlokes about that. The whole machlokes is Yira Thomas. So what are we adding on by the Seifel? Rabbi Yechanan, my void, Kasha. It's Taka Shver, at the end of the Mishnah, what are we adding on void? We had the same Kasha before. On yesterday's blot, where Mar says, Deka, like we Taka said, Deka Mishizim Kavav Siderab, this is that Kasha. Just we just started from a different angle, we right away asked the Kasha on this, on Rabbi Yechanan. So Akaponim, just the Sikkum is like this, that according to Rav, Balei Chayim Ein Nedachim. Therefore, if you have a Lashem and Lazazel, and Lazazel dies, you'll use the Lashem. And the girl just is replacing the Azazel. And that second Lashem would pasture, according to Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be technically Thomas. But Rabbi Yehuda himself actually holds that the one who's going to die is the first one, because Rabbi Yehuda holds Balei Chayim Ein Nedachim. Rav Shita is that Balei Chayim Ein Nedachim, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, Balei Chayim Ein Nedachim. Rabbi Yechanan holds Lekuli Alma Balei Chayim Ein Nedachim. That means you'll always use the second one and not the first behema that lost its partner, because that's Nedachim and it can't be used. That's the Machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara Vayta. We just learned, we spoke about this. V'oydan Rabbi Yehuda, Nishpach Adam Yomus Tamash Talech. That means if you had the dam ready to spritz the Sa'ir, the dam from the sar inside of Fnaiv Lefnim and in the Hechel and the Mizbeach, and it spills out. So now you have to bring a new sa'ir Lashem. So the halacha is you have to bring also two sa'ir to make gairel. So the halacha is Yom Mishta Mishlech, who holds that the first sar Mishlech dies because he holds Balei Chayim Nedachim. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Nishpach Hadam Yom Mishta Mishlech. The Gemara says, I understand that if a dam spills out, you have to bring two more. Why? Since the mitzvah wasn't done in the dam yet, so you have to have a new gairel in order to bring another sar. And Rashi learns, once you bring another sar, two more seirim and make a gairel on it, that automatically disqualifies the sar hamishtaleach, the first one, and therefore has to die. Because the mice, I didn't do my mitzvah yet, because I didn't do the zvikas dam yet. Ela meisam shaleach. What's the problem if meisam shaleach? That means you shecht the zar, you have your dam, and you still have your dam. All of a sudden, the shaleach drops dead. What's the problem? Am I yishafak adam? Why do you have to spill out your dam? Continue your avoda. Hadas avodah mitzvasa. The mitzvah is done. What Rashi explains, the zar mishaleach, that it's sent to the Azazel and thrown down the mountain, is not ma'akev de kapara. It's not. It doesn't say chukah on that. Chukah says only on things that you're wearing big day love on, and you're working in the meis hamikdash for Yav Nechemya. Or according to the Rabbi Yehuda, only five of Nim. So the Azazel is not Ma'akev. Just the Hagrola is Ma'akev. He made a Hagrola already. So what's the, and he also holds fear of Yehuda that Vidu is not Ma'akev. The Vidu on the Sar HaMashlech is not Ma'akev. After you finished the whole, all the Dam, you did a Vidu on the Sar HaMashlech. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, we had it before, there's not Ma'akev either. So what's the problem? If the Dam is still here and the Sar HaMashlech dies, what's the problem? I don't care about the Sar HaMashlech. I did its job already. It was there for Hagrola, and that's it. You know, L'chatchila, you need it to throw it down the mountain, but if you did the Hagrola already, what do you need it for? Alameis HaMashlech, Amai Yishofach Adam, Mas'av Alei Mitzvah, the mitzvah is done already. So we want to answer like this. Amar Rav Yani, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Ya'amad Chai L'Pnei Hashem L'Chaper. It should stand alive, L'Pnei Hashem, before Hashem, L'Chaper Alav. And we make a drasha, we had a drasha before, Ad and Daf Mem. Ad Mosa Yehi Zakhali Yishai, how long does it have to stay alive? Ad Shas Matan Domim Shachaveroi. Until the Zrikas Dam, the Azaz Dam of the Sa'ir that goes inside the Heichon, the Kodesh Kodashim, until that Zrika, this has to be alive. And if this one dies before that, it's a chesaron, it's a problem in the Zrikas Dam. It's a halacha in the Zrikas Dam that the Sar Mashlech has to be alive. And therefore, since it has to be alive, if it dies, then you can't be Zarek the Dam. You have to bring new Seirim and make a girl on it to bring in the Sar Mashlech. And then, according to the Smandiyam, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Balei Chayim Nedachim, because you couldn't use that. And this everyone agreed, Rabbi Nedachim, because it's already Dam. You couldn't use it, you couldn't spritz that Dam because you didn't have a Sar Mashlech. And therefore, now you have to redo everything with the two new Seirim. But if you have to spill out the dam and start again, because you has to be alive, close mind, you're making the Zrikas dam. That's what we learned from this pasuk, and it's really a drasha before. We had a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I think it is, there. If how long has to stay alive? Till the vidui or till the kapara of the matan dam shechaveru. So machlokes is what it means, the chaper. It means it has to be alive to the levidu. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita, who holds levidu is not makiv on the sora azazel, and it has to be alive until you do the matan dam befnim. So kaparam, the question was that what's the big deal with the mishleach dars? You don't need it. Here's you do need it. You need it because the matan dam doesn't work. The dam of the sora Hashem that you do inside the kodesh kedoshim does not work until. It only works as long as Azazel is alive. If Azazel dies, it will not work. It's the Yom HaDchai L'Pnei Hashem L'Chaper. Zot the Gemara Vayta. Tanan awesome. We learned in the Mishnah, Pashas Mishnah in Shkolim, some not Geras Tanan, but the Mishnah in Shkolim we learned. B'nei Ha'ir Shashokhu HaShakleim. We know that every year in Chodesh Adar, Gantz Klai Yisrael had to send in the Machas HaShekel. And with that Machas HaShekel, they bought Kabbonis for the whole year, all the Kabbonis Sibur, like for example, the Tamidim and the Musafim. And this way, every single person in Klal Yisrael had a chelik in the Kabbonis. So everyone sent in their shkolim. Not everyone made the trip themselves. They sent it in with shluchim, with messengers bringing in the shkolim. So B'nai Yair, the certain city, Shalchu HaShekleim, they sent in their shkolim, their Machas HaShekel, to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. V'nignavu Oysha Avdu, got stolen or got lost on the way. And I'm talking about here, where the shluchim were Shomer Chinam, and therefore they are potter if something happens, if it gets stolen or lost, they are potter, if there's no pshia. So it was stolen or lost. So im nitzruma truma, if they only found that it was lost, and or if they only got lost, after they took the truma already, truma salishka, so the halacha is really the people are potter. They sent the shkolim, and they took already the truma salishka, and they had a mind in everything that was coming also. So therefore, the bnei ir, the people from the city are potter. So who is really getting the loss now? It's the Beis HaMikdash. So the halacha is Nishba'am LeGizbarim. They swear to the Gizbarim, that's the people who are in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, the money in the Beis HaMikdash, the treasurers who are in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, you swear to them that it was not a Pshia, and they are potter and everyone else is potter. V'mla'av, but if they didn't do the Tshuma yet, they didn't do the Tshuma Slishka yet, the Shpal and Bnei Ir, they swear, the Shluchim, the messengers swear to the Bnei Ir, and they say, you know, we did our best. Bnei Ir, Shoykum Acharem Daftayim, Bnei Ir, if they send a new shekel instead. Let's say they sent a new shekel, and now Nimtu was Shechzir V'Ganovim. It was found, or the Ganovim returned it. Elu ve'elu Shkolim Heim. They both have a Din Shkolim, but ve'ein Eilun Lehem Shana Abba. You can't use it for next year. What happens is it goes to the Tumas HaLishka, it goes to the Lishka, goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash gets an extra half a shekel. But you can't use it for next year. Because it has to be, every year has to be that year's shekel. Rabbi Yehuda, you could use it for next year. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's Rabbi Yehuda that you can use this extra shekel for next year, put it towards next year, credit for next year? What's the pshat? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a chayva from this year could be used for next year. And this year, you gave us machas shekel as a chayva of this year, but it could be used for next year. That's what he holds. Not a problem. Use it for next year. So Gemara is going to have a kasha now on Rabbi Yehuda. It says, Eisvei, I'm going to ask Rabbi Yehuda himself. Eisvei, Abaya asked my Bryce. It says in the Bryce like this, Par v'sara shiyem kapurim. A par, which the Aaron HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol himself, brings from his own money, and the Sa'ir shiyem kapurim, which is a carbon seber, which is Sara l'Hashem, she'ovdu, they got lost, v'hefesh acherim tachtayim, you mafresh other ones, v'chein sira v'rezara, she'ovdu, or sira v'rezara, which was a Sara, if the Gans Klai Yisrael did a v'rezara, they brought that carbon, also got lost, v'hefesh acherim tachtayim, you mafresh something else instead of them. Kulam Yemusu. If you find them, they all die. Div Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is they die because he holds Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Rabbi Yehuda holds they die. Realize Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, they hold that it's not doesn't die, it's Yeru. Like in our Mishnah, at the same time, Machlaikas, if it's Yeru or Misa by Chatas Tzibur. So realize Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Yeru. It passes out, you start to look at the mum. The Yemachu yourself, you put the Meim Ladava, and the money will fall to Ladava. She ain't Chatas Tzibur Mesa. Because the halacha is the Chatas Tzibur does not die. Like upon him, this Mishnah, this Braisa, Lekulia Amoida, you don't use it for next year. Either it dies or it's Yira. And the question is, Afir Rav Yehuda, why don't you save the power of Asara for next year? Use it for next year in Kippur, in Purim. We just finished saying that by Shkolim. He could use this year's Chayva for next year. The power of Asara also, use it for next year. What's the problem? Use it for next year. Amalei, the Gemara answer is no. Kabonois Tzibur Ka'amrit, on top of Samachayim Abayis. Kabonois Tzibur Ka'amrit, Shani Kabonois Tzibur. Kabbalah Tzibur are different. Kedirav Tavi, Om Rav Yeshaya. Dom Rav Tavi, Om Rav Yeshaya. Om Akra, the Pasuk says, Zois oiles choydesh vechotchai. And the Torah uses a lot of times the word chidushim. Amar Torah chadeish vavali carbon chuma chadasha. That the carbon, this pasuk is talking about, the mesafim. It says you have to bring from the new crop, the kabbalahs. Kabbalahs have to come from the new chuma chadasha. This year's chuma chadasha. We learn that from Gzeres Shavah. That means Nisan has to be from this year's chuma. So what do you see? So it has to be the Chuma Chadash, and therefore you can't bring the Parvasar from last year's Chuma. It has to be from this year's Chuma. It has to be from this year's separation. You're going to ask me, this is Tzitzis Shalom asks, that what do you mean? The Shkalim also say that it has to be from this year and not from last year. Say the same thing. It's also Kabbalah Sibur. So what do you think you do with the money? You buy Kabbalah Sibur also. If the Dima Kabbalah says it has to be from this year's crap, so Mach Shekel also has to be from this year's. So in that, Rav Simcha Medesu in the back in Lagoyas answers, no, but here you didn't do the Chumas Halishka yet. On that money, you didn't do a separation yet. So it wasn't set aside for Kabbalah yet. So next year, it'll be set aside for the next year's Chuma. You're right, I gave it my money this year, but it could be next year's Chuma, next year's separation towards the Kabbalah. And therefore, it's not a stira. Kabbalah Siba has to be from this year's crop, this year's separation. But Machshak could be from last year's separation. That's not a stira in Rabbi Yehuda.